Okay, speaking to Michael Leib, who's just about to go to bed in America, and we're just waking up here in Europe. Michael, just tell me how everything's going and what your plans are for 2013.
Yeah, well, as I'm sure everyone listening to this knows, my plans definitely have changed quite a bit here in the last couple of weeks. Well, basically, me and Silas just kind of walked away from the deal. You know, like I'd mentioned in the previous interview, like, both contracts were completely signed, and from here on out, there's not much that I'm doing, and my agency group with Bob Moore and all them, they're handling it, and basically right now I'm just getting myself prepared for pretty much whatever kind of pops up for next year, and that's about it.
Do you have anything? Obviously, you were sort of left on the edge a bit late in the year. It's difficult to find something else. Is it possible you could be racing in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, right now anything's possible. I'm a complete open book to whatever comes next. Like you had mentioned, it's late in the season, and there's not really a whole lot of rides out there right now. And you know, I'm a little bit left in the dark on this, and you know, it all sucks. But you know, I mean, I made it happen last year on my own with my dad with rocket exhaust and my mom with on track, and you know, I did just fine in Supercross. And you know, at the end of the day, if it comes down to that, you know, I'm going to be riding 2010 Hondas, and you know what, I'm going to go out and do it again, and I'm going to have fun, and you know, I'm not going to let this whole situation get the best of me. And I mean, just basically, you know, if it's here, if it's Europe, it doesn't really matter to me. You know, I know, you know, the kind of things that I can do, and I'm just pushing right now to get myself as fit as I can for next year. And my trainer Randy Lawrence and I, we've been doing really well. Yeah, I've been training for a bit over a month now, and riding the last couple of weeks. So I mean, things are going really well. It's just not sure where I'm going to be racing.
It's got to be a little bit mentally. I mean, not only that you missed out on what was a pretty good ride, you know, that idea of okay, I'm going to be in Europe. Prepare yourself for that. You know, mentally say okay, that's where I'm going to be, and then all of a sudden you're back in America, which obviously isn't a bad thing because you know you're with family and it's your country and all that. But it's really a bit of a roller coaster actually having to prepare yourself mentally or not.
Yeah, it is. I mean, to be honest, I've had a lot of practice with it. The last 3 years have kind of been a roller coaster for me. But at the same time, you know, I can sit here and be bummed about the whole CLS thing and you know, talk about how I just think that it's, you know, completely uncalled for and unacceptable in a lot of ways. But at the end of the day, that's not going to get me any closer to my dreams and my goals and things that I want to accomplish next year. So the best thing I can do right now is just what I'm doing and train and you know, honestly, I you know feel better than I have in years. And I've redone my diet, and my trainer and I have you know completely changed up our training program. And you know, I mean, the only thing that I'm doing right now is looking forward. And you know, wherever I end up, I'm going to end up. At the end of the day, I'm going to be on a dirt bike. I'm going to need to be strong. I'm going to need to be fit. If it's there or here, cool, it doesn't matter. I've been away from my family before. I also like racing with my family. So, like I said, I mean, at the end of the day, this, you know, I really hope something pops up. And, you know, it was difficult to do it last year on our own, but, I mean, like I said, if need be, you know, we'll pull it off, and, you know, hopefully something will work out, you know, before the end of Supercross and outdoors, and, you know, we'll see. I mean, just, it's just, there's nothing to plan for right now except for getting me ready for Supercross. And, I mean, you know, even if we get ready, you know, 100% for Supercross and I end up racing GPs, cool, I got plenty of time. It doesn't start till March. So, you know, the way I see it, I'm in a good position. I'm an open book. I have no ties next year. And if anyone listening to this wants to take me out, give me a ring.
Yep. It's obviously MX2 is it's not going to be that deep. You know, you only need, you know, nobody wants to replace a guy that's been injured, but you only need one or two guys getting injured, and then there's going to be available seats. I guess that's probably the best option you're going to have, or not.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, not to say, you know, I wish that things happened that way, and not to say that I'm planning for things to happen that way, but that's how people kind of get their foot in the door here. And, you know, injuries are a part of the sport. Everyone's had them. I've had plenty of my share. Everyone else has had plenty of theirs. And, I mean, you know, if that's, you know, the way it plays out, then that's the way it plays out. And, you know, people will sign contracts just because they have a feeling guy. I mean, it worked out great for me this year, you know, filling in for Zach. You know, that opened the door to a lot of things. And, you know, I mean, that's a good possibility. I mean, especially, you know, with the depth of field here and, you know, I mean, the amount of guys that are, you know, pushing limits, I mean, it does happen. So it's just kind of a waiting game at that point.
Yep. Okay, Michael, thanks very much, and get a good night's sleep.